Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Moderne. Fiche.
Terrific.
Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Comme moi.
Comme eu.
Like me.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Micro Europa, dem Tübinger Campusfunk auf der Wüstenwelle 96.6. Am Mikrofon Ulrich Hägele. Heute gibt es wieder mal eine Musikbox und zwar spielen wir gleich den zweiten Teil des Auftritts von Tal Aditi mit seinem Trio. Das Konzert war am 12. Januar 2022 im Tübinger Jazzclub im Saal des Club Voltaire in der Haagasse. Tal Aditi, Jahrgang 1998, stammt aus Israel und lebt seit 2016 in Berlin. Sein Gitarrensound bewegt sich zwischen traditionellem Jazz und Fusion. Der heiß begehrte Gitarrist spielte auf zahlreichen Festivals. Im Juni 2018 erhielt er eine Einladung zur Betty Carter Jazz Ahead in Washington D.C., einem der weltweit renommiertesten neueren Festivals. Tal Aditi sieht sich beeinflusst von den Gitarristen Jimmy Page, John Scofield und Pat Metheny. Er hat aber auch ein Faible für die Jazzpianisten Bud Powell, Keith Jarrett oder Brad Mehldau. Bevor es losgeht, Mikro-Europa-Reporterin Maria Contomari hat Tal Aditi und seine Band in der Pause getroffen. Zunächst sprach sie ihn zu Corona und die lange Zeit des Wartens an.
I'm sorry, but I have to ask. It's the pandemic and you're a professional musician. What has that been like the past years?
It became years already. Wow. Yeah, it was very interesting. Obviously, there were some tough moments and some not so nice moments. But like overall, I have to say that I was definitely lucky in this situation and found a lot of time for inspiration and for writing new songs and got to new directions and kind of like getting more focused on stuff. So, yeah.
So your newest album, Colors, in what way is it different from your previous album? And how would you describe the sound to somebody who hasn't checked it out yet?
It's different because it's not a live album and it's the first album I did in studio. And I did it with Lucas and Toby that are sitting next to me in the room right now. And yeah, the sound of the album, I would say it's like it's instrumental music and it's very kind of dynamic and emotional, and it kind of like there's a lot of influences, obviously jazz, but also a lot of rock influences, a lot of Brazilian music influences and like different grooves. And yeah.
What's the creative process in deciding what influences to use, or do they just come to you?
No, you don't ever decide that. It's like, I also don't like to define, you know, it's like always the thing of like artists need to define their own music, and I don't like it. I think other people are happily invited to do it. But for me, it's just like, it's a mix, you know, it's a mishmash of all the things that I listen to and all the things that I experience. So it's just something that happens, the inspiration, the influences, you know, it never just, yeah.
So it's like an organic process.
Exactly, yeah. It's like, you know, when you live, you experience things and they kind of go inside of you, you know, without you knowing them, and then they come out. And obviously there's like a more, like more awareness in like, okay, I like this kind of music, I want to do it more. That is like, I guess, more like controlling your influences, but there's also a part that you don't control, you know?
Okay, so you guys have recorded an album together in a studio. How did you meet and how did you decide that the chemistry is right for doing an album together?
So I met Tobias in Berlin when I just moved there, and he played amazing and I wanted to play with him. And he's basically the only drummer until now that I played my music with, my like instrumental music. And yeah, and Lucas, we actually met, like I had a gig in Basel and I needed to find a bass player. And Tobias recommended Lucas, and I never met Lucas before in my life, and I only met him at the gig, you know? Yeah, so that was a kind of like stressful situation, but Lucas also played amazingly. And then it kind of like, then I think the moment that really made it clear was like we had this 3 days residency at the A-Train, so we played 3 nights in the A-Train. And after 3 nights was like, okay, like there's something really cool here, and Tobias and Lucas play a lot together, like in different projects, and they have really like good musical and emotional connection with each other. They're like one person.
Like what?
So you keep talking about how you play your guitar like a piano. Would you like to explain that?
Yeah, I have this personality disorder that makes me want to be a piano, you know? It's very severe. No, I don't know. I just kind of, since I started, like, also when I was, like, really into, like, you know, jazz university and, like, jazz stuff, I never really, I mean, I did play stuff of other guitar players, like famous guitar players, and they had influence on me, obviously, you know, like Scofield and Matheny and everything, and all these amazing guys, and Wes Montgomery. But then at some point, I'm like, I want to copy something without being ever able to copy it, you know? So then I kind of like got attracted to this idea of like playing like a piano, because even if you copy a solo of a piano player, like one by one, you would never sound like a piano, and you would never sound like this piano player, you know? So it's kind of a trick to, you know, how to like get an inspiration without really sounding like someone, you know, or at least that's what I wanted, and that's how I started it. And then I started to play Bach inventions for piano, and like this is for a couple of years, it's like a big part of my musical, you know, routine, and it really grounds me, you know, every time I'm like a couple of weeks not practicing, or, you know, on tour, or like, or just on vacation, then I always come back and play it. So yeah, I guess that's why the piano guitar thing, but I'm not the first guy to do it. Like, there's a lot of guitar players that figured it out before. Yeah.
What are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future is to to like develop everything I do. Like, I have different projects and different things, and I kind of want to get everything more developed in like all the senses, in the music sense, and also like in the sense of playing concerts or like releasing stuff. Yeah, it's going to be a nice year, I have a feeling. So just keep doing what I do, I guess.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Thank you very much. Thanks for sticking in and staying for the second set. The first song we played is called Eli, E-L-I. And it's it was the nickname of my grandpa. And he was a very inspiring character in my life. He lived until he was 97. So that's quite a long life. And I just have a lot of memories from him going to the pool and he was a doctor and like seeing him working and like being at his house. And his house always was the place, you know, that I could do whatever I want, you know, like with, when I was at my parents, I was like, no candies, you know, no TV. We didn't have TV. But my grandpa, he was like, do whatever you want, man. Just go to the TV, eat candies. So that's honestly, that's a big part of my childhood. So I wrote this song for him. And the next song that we're going to play is actually very much current to our times because it's about New Year's. And it's about New Year's, I think, 3 years ago. Actually, I wrote this song right before I was playing here for the first time, I think. It's possible. And it's about New Year's lights and about seeing the fireworks. I was in Switzerland and it was a beautiful sight. So I wrote the song. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. What, guys?
No, they're leaving, but they're gonna come back.
It feels so big now without them.
Nobody ever said that.
So I'm gonna do something that I actually never did because, because I think it's nice to have some unplugged stuff, but you know, usually when people say unplugged, they mean acoustic with plugged, you know? But this is really unplugged, so it's without anything. And I also write songs and I also sing. So here's one song of mine that I wrote exactly 1 year ago when I was visiting my girlfriend at the time in France, and I took a train for 18 hours, I think, or 19 hours I was on the train. And yeah, I had a lot of time to write. So this song came out. Thank you.
stone cross country. Oh, you and me. Oh, we will see how life will be. And don't you wait for me. Don't you wait for me. Don't you wait for me. Borders will be closed. Don't you wait for me. Don't you wait for me. Don't you wait for me. Borders will be closed. Won't be closed. Oh, be close. Come close. Be close. Come close. Oh, boom, boom, boom. Oh, 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 come close.
So we reached the last song of the evening. It's quite amazing that I still managed to get these musicians to play with me, you know? They're so busy.
It's true.
And I want to introduce them because they're really like, yeah, it's really something else to play with them. And it's very special to me. So... this is Tobias Backhaus on drums. And this is Lukas. This is Lukas Traxel on double bass. The last song we're gonna play is also the first song of the new album that is there, and it's called Retreat. And I think we all had enough retreat these 2 years. Let's go back to work, like, you know? Let's work and have a happy new year, guys.
Yes.
Really. I have a good feeling about this one. I know. I think this one's gonna be like, you know?
I said that about a year ago.
Okay, so really, thank you so much again. Thanks for the whole team. Thanks for Martin, for the Jazz Club, everyone that made it happen. It was really uncertain until a week ago if we're going to come or not. Thank you all so much. Thanks for the Just Stop Tübingen, really. It's and all the volunteers and everyone. Yeah. So yeah, retreat and let's do it. the best Backhouse, Lukas Traxel, Paolo Dizzi. Thank you so much, guys. So I'm gonna play both simultaneously. No, yeah. No. That's for next time. Right? We have to keep something for you know.
I don't know. Too lazy.
Lazy? Yeah. This song is called Lazy. Thank you.
das Tal Aditi Trio live im Tübinger Jazzclub. Der zweite Teil der Show, aufgenommen am 12. Januar 2022, exklusiv für euch hier bei Radio Mikroeuropa, dem Tübinger Campusfunk auf der Wüstenwelle. Die Band, Tal Aditi Gitarre, Lukas Traxel Bass und Tobias Backhaus am Schlagzeug. Für die Technik verantwortlich waren Sergej Malzew und Klaus Klein. Eine Produktion des Tübinger Campusfunks Mikroeuropa 2022. Tal Aditis aktuelle CD Colors kam übrigens 2020 bei Berthold Records heraus. Damit wären wir am Ende unserer heutigen Musikbox angelangt. Ein herzliches Dankeschön an den Club Voltaire und an Martin Trostl vom Tübinger Jazzclub. Weitere Infos findet ihr auf unserer Homepage unter www.mikro-europa.de. Am Mikrofon war Ulrich Hägele. Macht's gut, bleibt gesund und bis bald.